Yeah, I suppose from a country rugby point of view, losing your major sponsors, it's tough. But we've done some great things, and the board have worked incredibly hard to get sleeve sponsors for the Cockatoos jerseys, and all those little bits and bobs make up a big sort of shortfall that we'll probably have this year. So we've done really well in finding, as you alluded to, smaller sponsors and thought outside the box to try and to get a little bit more cash into the game. We're really lucky and fortunate out here in country rugby. We've got so many passionate, wonderful people that are, you know, willing to contribute to the game, some of them financially, some of them with their time. We're really proud of that. I feel like we're in a really good spot. Like, days like today is just proof in the pudding of that.
Referees, we've got some fantastic young referees rolling around there. And are we getting plenty of referees in all the zones, to your knowledge? And they're getting that opportunity to upskill?
You could always do with more referees, and every zone will tell you that. A lot of the zones are so proactive in getting, you know, working with young referees and bringing them through, and it's such an important part of our game. And Kath Little referee the Central North Grand Final is a real pleasing moment, certainly for me, because I've known her for a long time, and I used to play in the New England competition, and Kath used to referee me, and she's a terrific referee and deserves to get that appointment. But as for the ones coming through, I know I'm working with the Country Rugby Referees Association around, and they've got some strategies in place which I'm going to help and support with that moving forward, to try and obviously recruit more referees, but also, you know, working on supporting the referees more. We're in a very, I suppose, unique situation with appointments when it comes to country rugby, in that the club has to appoint a lot of referees to the game, just because that's just the nature of it. So it's about supporting those club to a point so they get better every week, and they're learning the game, they're learning how to ref, they're learning more about the game. That's going to be something we try and implement for 2018 and beyond, is to get more referee coaches to support our club to a point.
Finally, of course, big challenges in regards to numbers for the game. How do you see it? Central West is going well, Central North is going well in juniors, but we've seen the likes of Coonabarabin and also, of course, Coolo lose teams. How do you see that? Is it something across the board? And also in regards to abuse towards refs, it's one of those things that we see in other sports. We have parents who can't control themselves when they are on the sideline, and that's something really, you know, New South Wales Country Rugby stamps down pretty hard on as well.
I'll answer the abuse question first. It's, as I said before, we're really lucky that we've got, you know, 99% of our rugby supporter base and playing population are very respectful towards referees, towards the game. Obviously, in any sport, you're going to get that minority that don't understand the core values of the game, and point of view, yeah, that's an education, you know, thing that we need to make sure that the club presidents and zones really, you know, highlight as priority, and then we'll get players to obviously toe the line, which always helps the spectators and the coaches toe the line as well. So player behaviour stems from how our spectators and our coaches act on the sideline. That generally flows on to how they sort of perform on the field. And in terms of numbers, we're up 6% in country juniors across all of the zones, which is unbelievable. So if we track back to, you know, we'd have to go far back as the golden era, you know, 98 to 2003 to try and see that sort of growth, which really, you know, is quite astounding, particularly with all the negativity around the game at the moment. There's some really wonderful things about the game, and people are getting involved with it. My belief is that our values haven't changed that much. We're still a strong game. We're a game built on our values, and that's really resonating really well with parents who are getting their kids into sport, is that we have a great game that's built on values. Yeah, it's tough and it's a contact sport and there's going to be injuries. All we do with our coach and referee education will help that. Seniors are taking a little dip, but we all know with seniors that it goes in ebbs and flows, and some clubs will have 100 players for two grades one year, and then they'll be struggling to scratch two teams together the following year. So it's about, now the season's done, it's about retention. How do we keep our players in the game for longer periods of time and don't get them coming in and out of clubs and things like that? That's where I see my big role is in the next sort of 6 months, is identifying clubs that need some more support, highlighting the problems in those clubs, and then helping them to retain more players and recruit more players.
Fantastic to talk to you, Stephen. Very open, very frank. Great to hear from the CEO there of New South Wales Country Rugby. You can find out more through newsfalescountryrugby.com.au. Also, of course, Vivus Evans, you can get stuck into that in the off-season by going through the website there, vivushevans.com.au.